In September 2005, Liz Musser was stuck in traffic in Saratoga Springs in upstate New York. She was listening to this program on her local public radio station, WAMC. Liz heard our story about an advertisement in a Scottish newspaper looking for someone to take over a vacant house on Fair Isle, a remote island in Scotland. Liz and her husband, Tommy Hinman, were chosen from 800 applicants, and they moved to Fair Isle last fall. NPR's Rob Gifford gave them a visit.
Standing on a blustery cliff top with binoculars in their hands, 25 miles from the nearest other speck of land, you can see why Tommy and Liz might be enjoying their new home.
That's the Atlantic, and that's the North Sea. We're right between them right now.
And which way is New York?
West. While we're here, I just want to take a quick scan for killer whales, because they've been seeing a lot of killer whales from here lately.
Have you seen some?
Oh, yeah.
Right from our front yard, we've seen killer whales.
You've seen killer whales from your front yard?
Yeah, and minke.
Wow. Tommy, an artist and hat designer, and Liz, a former producer of educational videos, are in their 40s. They've been on Fair Isle with their six-year-old son, Henry, for nearly 6 months now, and they love their new life, among the sheep and the seals and the seabirds.
I thought it was going to be a lot colder, a lot bleaker. Matter of fact, when we lived in Saratoga, I'd take Henry out on every rainy day in the storm, and I'd say, this is a nice day on Fair Isle. And we'd jump in all the puddles till we're soaking wet to get them used to what we're going to experience. And we get here and the weather's beautiful. You know, I think they tell that to people so they don't move here.
They run bed and breakfast for the many bird watchers who come to the island. Tommy continues to run his business making hats and selling them on the internet. And as she drives across the island, Liz says she's very busy in her new job caring for some of Fair Isle's older residents.
It's nonstop. You know, I thought I would be leaving that pace. But I think, you know what, you don't leave behind who you are. And I've always been a person who's, like, constantly busy running around. And now I've just transferred that to here. So here is Stackhole's store.
Is this the only store?
This is the only store.
On the island.
And we do all of our shopping here. They bring in fresh fruit and veg. So it's got a great selection, too. I mean, if you come, you'll see...
Twinkies?
No Twinkies. I didn't eat Twinkies even in the States. Maybe when I was a little kid. Hi,
hello,
this
there.
Is Fiona.
Rob, this is Fiona Mitchell.
Hi, Fiona. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Good.
I'm enjoying your island. How's it going with these two? Are they fitting in all right?
I think they're fitting in splendidly. The fact that they made such a kind of a leap to think that they might come to Fair Isle, I think is pretty good in the first place. And then to sort of pull it off, they've actually managed to get here. I think it's brilliant.
Next, Liz stops to pick up their six-year-old son, Henry. He's one of only 9 pupils at the Fair Isle school.
Up there's Henry!
How's school, Henry? Is it better than America?
Not sure about that.
Liz says she loves the sense of community on the island, where no one locks their doors and everyone helps everyone else.
You would think being on a remote island that people would come to get away and get away from other people and be isolated. And it's as far from the truth as you can be. Everyone is very interdependent. I mean, we are interdependent on each other.
Are you going to stay forever? Is this it?
Well, it's definitely it, but I don't know about forever. I mean, well, I see us being here for a good part of Henry's childhood. He's 6 years old now. You know, so I could see us being here till he's 12 or...
I can't see leaving now. I can never imagine leaving now, but you never know. I mean, I never thought I'd be here a year ago.
Sheltered behind the thick stone walls of their new home, Tommy, Liz and Henry often welcome neighbours for musical evenings. Fair Isle resident Lisa Sinclair writes and sings in the local Shetland dialect.
Pity light, come to me.
Sometimes cruise ships moor offshore and tourists come ashore to buy local knitwear and Tommy's hats. It's a long way from Saratoga Springs, but for them, for now, it's home. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Fair Isle, Scotland.
And we're told that Tommy and Liz still listen to their own public radio station, WAMC Online. So hello, Tommy, and hello, Liz, if you happen to be listening. Pity light, walk unplaced. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.